Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on.
When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks. That's one of their great songs from more than 30 years ago, and as you've heard me say many times before, I consider that those words to be like an anthem to us, right? When everything goes wrong, and even when times get tough and you've had enough, you still got to try. And I know that's what you do, and that's the reason why I do what I do every day here on the Small Business Advocate Show, to come here and support you, all the efforts that you make, and to tell you how proud I am of you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check out that website. Please consider the book. I wrote it for you. And yes, I'm going to charge you for it because I have to. That's how I make a living, right? And I worked hard on that book. I need a return on that. But I wrote it for you because I wanted you to be able to make the transition from the age of the seller to the age of the customer, which is going on right now. So check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, the Reverend John Harrison, certified financial planner. We're talking about crowds. We're talking about the madness of crowds, extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds. John, what makes us want to follow the crowd?
Oh, I wish I had the answer to that, because if I did, it'd be easy to come up with an antidote for it. But it does seem that most people feel the safety in numbers, and that the consensus, and you know, people don't want to stick out. They feel that all those people can't be wrong instinctively, whereas the truth of the matter is all those people are probably wrong.
Well, for example, I've been wrong so far, but I've really been concerned about an equity bubble. On Wall Street with the stock market. I really believe there's a bubble that has been created there. What do you think?
I think that at a minimum, people need to count on what we in the industry call reversion to the mean, and that is that the stock market on average returns about between 8% and 10% per year on a compound basis. Now
over the last 5 years?
Over the last 5 years, we've done more than double that. Between 2008 to here, the Dow has averaged about 18%. It had 52 records last year. It's, you know, the S&P 500.
And John, here's what I base it on, because I'm not a stock expert. I'm not an investment expert like you are. But when I see a quarter where the GDP goes negative 3 points, a total inversion of what we should be expecting, and in the same quarter, the Dow sets a new record. There's something wrong with that picture.
Yes, and there are a lot of statistics that point to the idea that we're soon to be seeing our next major downturn on the Dow. And I'm not a market timer, and I'm not here saying that.
Well,
that's
a dangerous thing. You can't catch a falling knife. So that takes care of the stock market. I think we're in sync on that. I think a lot of people would agree with us on that. What are some other things that we should avoid the crowd in our lives?
Let me say one more thing, if I may, about the market, because I think that while everyone will agree that there's some downtime coming, I'm not sure people really know what that means. And what it suggests, if there's reversion to the mean, and there historically always has been, and we've done 18% per year over the last 5 years, it suggests that in order to return to the average, the next 5 years will be more like 3% per year. And most people in their planning don't think of that.
Wow.
They're feeling
wealthy.
So you're saying
it won't just correct to the mean, it'll correct to create a mean average. It'll create the mean by doing the averaging thing.
Exactly. We've been so far above the average for several years that we're due for some serious time well below the average.
If that comes to pass, And see here, John, here's what upsets me. And I wrote about this. I've written about this, and I've talked about it on my show. And this is what makes me mad. Small business owners, we're part of the economy. We're part of that negative 3%. We're not part of the stock market in general. That's not where our living is made. Right. And so we're planting the ground on Main Street. So as the stock market is running up, obviously, with the way the GDP is going, with the way the economy is going, it's not helping the economy. But if the stock market crashes and goes and reverts to the mean, like you said a minute ago, that means the economy will react badly to that, and it will hurt small business owners who never benefited from the run-up. That's what makes me mad about this, John.
Yeah, and the only caveat I'd insert in there is that to the extent that people have participation in the market in their 401ks and their IRAs and their brokerage accounts and things like that, then they've benefited from the run-up in that sense. But you're right, their businesses don't directly participate in it, but it will feel the pain.
It still won't, but John, it still won't, if the stock market reverts to the mean, it still won't cause the not to go into a recession. It won't prevent the economy from going into a recession and then further hurting small businesses.
That's right, which is why the list I'm thinking of things that people should be doing now that's kind of counterintuitive. Yeah. One of them is paying down their debt. And I speak both as personal and business, because people are feeling wealthier now because they're watching their 401k statements and their IRA statements. They've been going through the roof.
You're saying they should take some profit and pay off some debt?
Especially when they have money in places that aren't earning as much as their debt.
Aren't earning as much money. What about mortgages? Should you pay off mortgages or just get long-term commitments from the mortgage company?
Generally, I would like to see people lock in a longer-term rate for flexibility. Right. If they have the ability to pay them off, great, but don't make it a priority at the expense of other things.
We're going to talk about this some more after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.